This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I'm your guest host, Kyle Warren, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, of course, as we broadcast on this Monday morning live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California. And, of course, we're broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country as well as around the world via the Internet and via satellite up on the GCN network. Now, as always, we want to give a special shout-out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling along, we salute you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers. We got our FedEx and UPS drivers out there, our bulk mail center haulers, and of course, we got our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to go so that we can get where we need to go, by the way. Our Amazon warehouse workers, Amazon drivers, and they're delivering their packages all across the country. Now you can follow the program on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find Captain Matt on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, on Getter. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. If you'd like to call in and opine on the program this morning, the temporary telephone line is 949-629-3212, 949-629-3212. And we do have a great announcement for everybody, and that is Captain Matt Bruce is going to be returning live to the airwaves from Studio E. And that's all happening on Tuesday morning. So set your alarm, set your clock, set something, set a reminder, set anything, and be ready for Captain Matt to return to the program. It's been a long time coming, and he appreciates, I know, very much all your prayers and good wishes, and he will be back. All right. So holding patiently on the telephone line with us right now is our good friend Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing good. I can't complain. You know, you could complain, but who's going to listen?
That's right. I hear you there. Well, are you ready to say the pledge and we'll get down to biz?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, folks, and as you know, Captain Matt always emphasizes those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, well, Frank, one of the top stories, of course, we're looking at, obviously, is that plane that set off the alarms and, of course, ended in terrible tragedy with all aboard being killed in the mountains of Virginia earlier on Sunday when F-16s were scrambled because at that time it appeared as though there was an incursion into the Washington, D.C. airspace.
Well, you know, condolences to everybody affected on this. It's always a tragedy when there is an air emergency that ends in death. It's never a good way to go, especially if you've ever had to respond to one of those calls, which I have a couple times. It puts a zap on the first responders' heads, and it affects families in a very intense way. as far as the incursion into Washington airspace, it wouldn't be the first time. Remember, I believe it was during the Obama administration, if I'm correct. I could be wrong on that. We had a plane crash on the grounds of the White House.
Yeah, I believe
it was on the South Lawn.
Yeah, I think it was during the Clinton administration as well. Something like that happened. Yeah, this well before 9/11, of course. But after 9/11, now it is a much different world in which they have these alert aircraft and they take everything very seriously.
Well, and they should. You know, when you have enemies of our country who are willing to sacrifice not only their own lives but the lives of everybody aboard commercial airliners to make their sick and demented point, you have to react like we do today by scrambling, you know, attack jets to make sure that things aren't going to be hit, that people aren't going to be killed. So,
right.
It's a sad world we live in when it comes down to that. But this is where we are.
Yes, you're right about that, unfortunately. And, of course, folks, we're speaking with Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com. You'll find out more about him and what he does over there. And, Frank, you know, of course, we have this talk about incursions. When a Chinese warship comes within 150 yards of an American warship in the Taiwan Strait, that is a big deal.
Oh, it's an aggressive act. You know, we think of 150 yards as being a long distance, you know, a football field and a half. But when you see the size of these ships, it's not a very long distance. And maneuvering in that tight of an area can often be very difficult. So the fact that the Chinese captain, and I know there's a general saying that the United States was acting irresponsibly. That's, we patrol there. Well, you know.
Right. It's international waters. Yeah.
Yeah. Our ships are there all the time. You know, this is what we do over there with Taiwan being an ally. The Chinese ships are the ones that are getting very aggressive in the Taiwan Straits and in the South China Sea. So this act of aggression has to be laid at their feet. But you see, the Chinese are the communist Chinese are really starting to redefine how they're interacting with everybody.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Well, Frank, hold the line just for a moment because we're coming up on the break right there. I hear the music. And don't forget, folks, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we stroll across your radio dial in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, who is returning tomorrow, by the way. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listen to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you, Jeff, very, very much. We are locking it in right here on the program, the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I'm Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in for Captain Matt this morning, and we have a lot more to talk about. We're going to get right back to our good friend Frank Salvato of UndergroundUSA.com. I'll get that right, UndergroundUSA.com, here in just a few moments. But first, I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That's Moss Family Automotive, and that would include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side by side up there on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Then they've got the all-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville. That's on State Route 50 right near the Suncoast Parkway. Then their flagship location is, of course, located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. That's 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. So visit mossnissan.com and mossacura.com. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. mossnissan.com and mossacura.com. Check them out. And, of course, the captain has worked with them for many, many years, and you can absolutely trust them, and you want to check them out. mossnissan.com. And mossacura.com. All right. Well, speaking of who you can trust, we can trust Frank Salvato to give us the straight and the skinny on everything. Welcome back, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Welcome back to the program. And, you know, we were talking about the incidents, of course, in the South China Sea or Taiwan Strait. And that's very, very concerning. One of the other things, of course, that's very concerning in our day and age is this idea of wokeism. And I just, if it's all right, I'm going to play you just a quick quote of Ron DeSantis sort of giving a definition of what he says woke is. Because I think this is all stemmed from President Trump talking about the idea of what is it, this kind of thing. But let's listen here real quick to Ron DeSantis, and we'll get your reaction, because as I know, this is becoming a huge problem in business and in our culture. Let's listen in.
Well, woke is an existential threat to our society. I mean, it's an attack on truth. It's a form of cultural Marxism, and it really subordinates merit and achievement to things like identity politics. You can't have a vibrant free society if every institution is dominated by woke ideology. And to say it's not a big deal, that just shows, you know, you don't understand what a lot of these issues are right now.
So what do you think of the governor's definition there, or at least how he was describing it?
Well, I agree with him. I'm going to go a step further. He says it's a form of cultural Marxism. It is Marxism.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
When you look at the genesis of the Marxist movement back in the late 1800s and how it's been employed in the United States at the turn of the 20th century, all the tenets are there. The suppression of free speech, the suppression of a free practice of religion, the canceling of people, which is born out of censorship, the complete capture of not only the media, but the education system. All of these things are in the founding tactics of what Marxism was when they decided they wanted to encroach it onto the West. This is an oppressive culture. People, you know, today are going, oh, the cancel culture, we can't have that. That's been Marxism all along. Take a look at Mao's cultural revolution in China. They taught children to turn against their parents, neighbors to turn in their neighbors. You couldn't talk against the government. You couldn't have a derogatory comment about any issue that was championed by the government. That should be ringing in people's ears. We're seeing that happen on American soil today. If you disagreed with the federal government's narrative on COVID, you were silenced. You were canceled on social media. Your free speech rights were removed. You saw people who have spent their entire life in the medical community and research, like Dr. Robert Malone, canceled, called a heretic. So, you know, and here's one of the guys who developed the mRNA vaccine technology. You know, so if you're not going along with the preferred narrative, you are castigated, you are shunned, you are isolated, you are ridiculed, and you are canceled. You take any other issue today that's prevalent, racism, LGBTQ+, they're using these divisive issues to balkanize the American people so that they can control the smaller factions, cobble them together to create 51% so they can win elections by catering to the narrative.
Yes.
This is what happened over the Soviet Union. It's what happened in communist China, and it is happening here in the United States today.
And we always thought learning about this kind of stuff in schools. You mentioned the Mao's revolution in 1949, and then the Cultural Revolution later on. That no, this could never happen here because this is America. Well, Frank, we have a quick call on the line. I think it's Backgammon Bob. Backgammon Bob, do you have a question for Frank Salvato?
Sure do.
Okay.
I want to ask, does he think that either DeSantis or whether should I say, will Trump keep his lead in the polls against players like DeSantis or the other ones, or will they rise in the poll? All right. Thank you.
Good question. All right. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. What do you think, Frank?
Well, I say this to Matt all the time. We are too far out to be talking seriously about who is leading and who is not in the polls. Just because these cycles start earlier and earlier and earlier after elections doesn't mean that the attention span of the American people in the news cycle has decided to expand.
Right.
Anything can happen between now and November of 2024. If the media decides to triple down on attacking Trump, yes, his base will defend him. But you need that middle in order to win presidential elections. And if they are moved away from a candidate, then it's the candidate's political death. So right now, you know, what we have to guard against is being goaded into this DeSantis-Trump confrontation that is the clash of the titans. The media wants that because it sells newspapers.
Right.
The left wants that because it helps to have a weakened candidate when they get into the general election process. They want the Republicans to beat each other up and provide opposition research for them so they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and they don't want any debates right now against Joe Biden, who's presumably the nominee at this point. But I'm so glad of what you said just now, Frank, because I was talking about that a little bit earlier in the program. We don't know what to expect in 6 months or a year from now. What's the world going to look like? The fire is going to get out of control, perhaps, and there could be different priorities or sensibilities when it comes to the presidential election.
We could see wag the dog, too, and that usually bolsters the incumbent's numbers, and that would come closer to the election if, in fact, it's manufactured. The fact that the DNC is refusing to hold debates in the primaries between Joe Biden and the other people running against him, notably Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's got a more conservative platform than the radical left neo-fascist platform that Biden is executing, says chapters and verse about what the Democrats are all about in the leadership of the DNC.
Right.
They are very, very incredibly far left if they won't allow debates to happen with somebody who is a family of political royalty in the United States. So we should be looking and asking what does the DNC have to hide that they won't have debates?
Good question.
It's got to be either one, Joe Biden's obvious cognitive decline and his incapable. And that he's incapable of actually executing the office, and that they are exposed for running the presidency by committee, or the fact that they are radically left to the point of being akin to fascism and Marxism. But there's no excuse that they shouldn't have debates with people who are running against him. It's irresponsible, and quite frankly, it's disingenuous.
Right.
Well, what we need to do on the right is not beat each other up to damage each other. We need to have honest and open debates about policy so we can hone the platform and the message and come out healthier.
You're right. The message is going to be important. The Democrats rely on messaging, but the GOP has a very good message about opportunity, about the things that make America the greatest place to live. And if they can center on that, you're right, then they can really start to do something. And hopefully that's the way it's going to go. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Thank you so much. We're going to talk to you again real soon, sir.
Stay low, my friend.
Thank you. You too. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com is the website. Go over there and check them out. Folks, we have so much more to tell you about as we continue on through the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. NORAD aircrafts were authorized to use supersonic speeds near Washington, D.C. on Sunday as a small plane became unresponsive. The civilian plane with four people on board headed for Long Island, but crashed near the George Washington Forest in Virginia. Instagram is reinstating the personal account of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the 2024 Democratic presidential candidate and anti-vaccine activist's account was removed in 2021 for repeatedly posting misinformation about COVID. Senator Joe Manchin isn't ruling out launching a third-party presidential run. The two-term senator also hasn't said if he's running for re-election. West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice announced he's running for Senate in 2024. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is tops in its opening weekend, making $120 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Yes, it is. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on here in the overnight hours. Now the early morning hours, of course. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, who's going to be returning live to the microphone on the Tuesday morning edition, 2 to 6 a.m., of course. So definitely set your alarm, set your reminder, set whatever you need to set, because Captain Matt is coming back to the program. And so many people, of course, I know are going to be very happy to hear him back on the airwaves. I know that he appreciates all of your prayers and your good wishes and your thoughts and your messages. All that has just really, really, I think, made him very, very happy indeed. All right. Well, once again, folks, we're back here on the program. Glad to be with you. If you'd like to call in and opine, the number is 949-629-3212. That's our special West Coast studio number. That's 949-629-3212. And so we have so many more different things to tell you about today. And, of course, you know, we're looking at what's happening with Joe Biden in terms of his candidacy. I appreciate what Frank Salvato was talking about, the idea that, you know, you've got the DNC. They don't even want to have a debate. You know, come on. In fact, I'm going to do a Joe Biden here. Come on, man. That's, you know, I mean, what else is more transparent in the sense that
is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, it is. And welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the program this morning. 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone number if you'd like to call in. And in just a few moments, in the next segment, we're going to be hearing from Patrick Hyland, our friend Patrick Hyland. So we hope that you can stick around for that. The captain wanted me to let everybody know about Run for the Wall in D.C. This is going on all Memorial Day weekend. And these are the vets out there on their motorcycles, and they're heading to Washington, D.C., so you definitely want to check them out. And I believe that they have a website you can check out as well as runforthewall.us, but it's just the initials, and that would be rftw.us, rftw.us. Check them out and find out more about them on this very special ride on Memorial Day weekend. And, of course, on the Saturday show, the weekend show, we're going to be talking a lot about Memorial Day weekend and what it means and what Memorial Day means. So we hope that you'll be able to join us as well for the Saturday or weekend edition, as we call it, here on the program. And for folks, this portion of the program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That would include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side-by-side there on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, and they've got, of course, the brand-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville. That's on State Route 50, right near the Suncoast Parkway. And their flagship location, of course, is located 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. That's Moss Nissan and MossAcura.com. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan and MossAcura.com. And, of course, once again, we are broadcasting from the Moss Family Automotive Studio right here from the station here in Tampa. All right. Well, once again, folks, we have so much to talk to you about. There was something I wanted to mention as well, and that is that we understand that the Microsoft chief is basically saying deepfakes are the biggest concern for AI. This from Reuters. Microsoft President Brad Smith said Thursday that his biggest concern around artificial intelligence was deepfakes, realistic-looking content, but false. Okay? Now, I saw this earlier, and I thought, well, wait a minute. Where have we seen this before? it wasn't artificial intelligence either. Deepfakes, realistic-looking content, but false? Well, let's just continue here for a little bit. And I think the picture will start to become more clear. In a speech in Washington aimed at addressing the issue on how to best regulate AI, which went from wonky to widespread with the arrival of OpenAI's ChatGPT, which, by the way, has already made its way onto South Park, if you're not aware of that. So that's how widespread it is. It's already been lampooned on South Park. But it went from wonky to widespread with the arrival of OpenAI's ChatGPT. Smith called for steps to ensure that people know when a photo or video is real and when it's generated by AI, potentially for nefarious purposes. He goes on to say, we are going to have to address the issues around deepfakes. We're going to have to address, in particular, what we worry about most, foreign cyber influence operations, the kind of activities that are already taking place by the Russian government, the Chinese, and the Iranians. We need to take steps to protect against the alteration of legitimate content with an intent to deceive or defraud people through the use of AI. So, obviously, he's right. I mean, he's hit this on the head. There's no doubt about that. But just take out the term AI. Just take out the term AI. And we might even be able to say we need to take steps to protect against the alteration of legitimate content with an intent to deceive or defraud people through the use of, I don't know, the Steele dossier. You know, we don't, in other words, what I'm getting at is we don't need AI to do a deep fake on the American people. We've seen the deep fake. We lived through the deep fake. The deep fake was the Steele dossier, which created the whole Russia thing. I'm not just trying to rehash it. I'm saying that we don't need an artificially intelligent machine, quote unquote, to create a photo. In fact, we asked Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, earlier about this as well, because there was that incident earlier this week where there was some kind of created photograph that caused stocks to tumble briefly, but significantly before it was uncovered that no, this isn't real. This is not a real explosion at the Pentagon, of all places. And then, of course, everything kind of went back to normal. But it does point up the idea that when you have fake information out there, that it can have these effects. Well, Hillary and company and others, the Democrat Party elite, they were banking on false information. They knew it was false. But I just thought, this is ironic, because now we got to worry about AI coming up with stuff that's going to fake us out and then cause some other kind of consequence. Maybe the stocks drop, or maybe the election goes a different way, or maybe people buy this product but don't buy that product, or consequences that could be very, very calamitous. So Smith is also calling for licensing for most of the critical forms of AI with, quote, obligations to protect security, physical security, cybersecurity, and national security. We will need a new generation of expert controls, at least the evolution of expert controls we have, to ensure that these models are not stolen or not used in ways that would violate the country's export control requirements, he said. Well, and again, I appreciate everything that he's saying, but here's the deal. And by the way, you have people that are looking to try to curtail AI and so forth for I think good reasons or good reasoning, because you know I think you'd be hard pressed to find, myself included, to find someone who can say, well, here's how AI is generated. And, you know, we're all hearing the term AI. We're kind of accepting of it. Oh, yes, well, it's artificially intelligent, and this is what it's doing, and it's going to program itself, and it's going to come up with these ideas or make these paintings or write these term papers or stuff like that. And if that's all well and good, but there's probably a handful of people who actually understand how you got from point A to point B from writing a computer program to having it be AI. And that's what I think some of these folks are actually very concerned with in terms of restricting it or causing there to be more regulation of it. But here's who's not going to regulate it: China. China's not going to regulate AI at all. And so, unfortunately, we're thrown into this thing where we've got to have parity with China. Or others who will continue to let AI develop or self-evolve or do whatever it is going to do, because otherwise then we're going to be susceptible to more infiltration. And by the way, the Chinese are now denying that they were spying on critical U.S. infrastructure. But make no mistake, folks, as we continue with these buildups of China, Russia to some degree.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on here in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. And, of course, don't forget, Captain Matt is coming back starting Tuesday, the Tuesday edition, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern. And he's going to be back behind the microphone. So the day is here, folks, and we're very, very glad to announce that to you. So we'll be seeing you back on the program again tomorrow with Captain Matt Bruce, of course. All right, folks, the call-in number, if you'd like to call in and opine, is 949-629-3212, 949-629-3212. That's our special listener line as we're broadcasting from the West Coast. We're going to get to Patrick Hyland, our friend from the Sports Zone, here in just a moment, right after I tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Dominance Blinds and Decor. That's Dominance Blinds and Decor. They're the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. You know, the captain has worked with them for years and has sung their praises for years. So from installation to parts and cleaning, you know, they're the ones to call, and be sure to tell them that the captain sent you. You know, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop on in or you can give them a call, 949-922-2345. That's 949-922-2345 to schedule an appointment, or you can just stop on by at your leisure. They're local and experienced, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right. Well, again, holding patiently here on the telephone line is Mr. Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing just fine. It's a beautiful morning.
It really is, man. And thanks for all the listeners out there from the West Coast to the East Coast.
That's right.
Appreciate you. Amen to that. And what a great game last night between the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets. The Heat even up the series to make it 1-1. We talked about that on the Sports Zone yesterday, Cal, and me and my partner Scott Levinson agreed that they would win this one, even up the series. Does that mean they can take the Nuggets? I don't know about that, but we'll see. I hope it goes seven games. I'd like to see a seven-game series. And then the other hot team down in South Florida, the Florida Panthers, they'll see if they can rebuild tonight against the Las Vegas, Golden Knights. So pretty neat playoffs going on in hockey and basketball. And what a great way to come back for the Miami Heat. They did great at three-point shooting and defensive coverage, and that's what it's going to take. Talk a little bit about golf, women's golf. This young lady, Rose Zhang, wins her first professional start on the LPGA Tour after her NCAA title. This young lady is going to be one heck of a golfer. Want to congratulate her. Very difficult to win your first start in anything.
Yeah.
So congratulations to her. Kyle Busch, he wins his third race of the season out there at the WWT Raceway in overtime. They've changed the rules a lot in NASCAR with this overtime and crashes. I'm curious to what the fans are thinking about that, Kyle. Mm-hmm. See how that's going to transpire over the whole, next few years. We shall see. So, very interesting. Tampa Bay Rays, they get to 40 wins before anybody. So, congratulations to them. They're having one heck of a season this year, Kyle. Mm-hmm. And the Angels are looking better out in your neck of the woods. And then the Dodgers and Yankees had one heck of a series this past weekend. So, did you get to catch any baseball games, Cal?
Unfortunately, I didn't. I was kind of busy over the weekend. The last Angel game I was at was about maybe a week and a half ago, somewhere in there. And it's always a great time to go out. And I do think that the games are definitely faster now than they were before because of those pitch clocks.
Absolutely. They dropped about 30 minutes per game. It's not even just the length of time of the game. It's just a better pace for the fan not to wait 30 seconds for the pitcher to throw the ball. They lowered the commercial time break between innings. They're doing the right thing to keep the fan, entrenched in the ball game. And that's what it's all about. So I'm real happy with Major League Baseball, how they've really come around. Getting back to golf a little bit here, Jack Nicklaus's tournament was this past weekend, Cal, up in Ohio, in Muirfield, because of Muirfield golf course, because he really loved the British Open in Muirfield. And what a great tournament. This poor guy, McCarthy, he's been trying so hard to win a tournament. He gets so close, and this guy, Victor Hovland, who was just clutch from Norway, came through and won in the playoff. What a great, great tournament that was. You had Ricky Fowler in there. Rory McIlroy had a shot. All four of these guys I just mentioned love that course. It's funny in golf how certain golf courses really just size up for certain guys. It's amazing to me. And it was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that. Up in Detroit, you had the IndyCar series, and he wins it from the pole position. Normally that doesn't happen, and he pulled it off, so good for him. Congratulations. A little bit of sad news. The Chiefs, Norma Hunt, she's the wife of the team founder Lamar Hunt, she passed away. And that was sad. Great organization up there, doing a wonderful job with Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. Lamar Hunt family's owned that franchise for a long time, and they do a lot of good things there in the Kansas City area. And she was instrumental in that. So, God rest her soul and rest in peace. So, wanted to share that with the audience also. In French Quarter finals now, we're getting there almost. Djokovic is going to face Alcaraz in the semis, so that's going to be one heck of a match. It's just not the same with Rafael Nadal not being there, Kyle.
But yeah.
everybody has to move on in the sports world. Father Time catches up to all of us, you know, or you need to take a break or injuries because we're human. We're not robots.
Not yet. The AI hasn't found a way to do all that yet. Right.
That's fun to tell. You're right about that. We had some good OTAs in Pro Bowl, NFL. So we'll see how that which guys are going to make the teams and which guys aren't. I'm looking forward to football season. Always am.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about the USFL. The Stallions beat the Stars 27-24 yesterday. So people who like watching football year round, it's a good brand of football. It's fun, exciting. So give those guys a shout. You'll have a few guys from that league making it in the Pro Bowl. And we'll see if it ever turns back to the USFL. We were talking about that yesterday, Cal, the ABA, and then you had the NBA, the AFL merged, made it the NFL. That's what happens a lot in these leagues. You get people who, transition and great players come from there and come into the NFL. It's amazing how you just get from a lot of different aspects. Baseball has its minor leagues. That's why that works that way.
Yeah.
Basketball now with their G League system, the Heat have three guys starting that didn't even get drafted. We live in a great country. Okay. People forget that.
Yeah. And we sure do.
If you work hard, you'll be given an opportunity. And I try to work hard every day, Cal, and help people out with their insurance needs. I can, anybody listening, feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. Get a second set of eyes on your insurance documents. Let's see if we can save you some money. Let's see if we can, put some more money back in your Social Security check. There's a lot of plans out there that'll do that for you. All you have to do is give me a call. Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. It's a pleasure, Cal. God bless you. Thanks for calling in for the captain. And we'll catch him tomorrow on the airwaves. He's doing better.
That's right. Yeah, thank you so much, Patrick. Absolutely.
Thanks, Cal. Take care, man.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye. Thanks again, everybody. Patrick Highland from the Sports Zone. Always a pleasure to speak with him. And a lot of great information, too. I always learn a lot. Well, folks, we're getting ready to wrap up the program here this morning. You hear the music coming up there a little bit. And just want to make sure I say thank you to everybody for listening. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to the affiliates. Thanks to GCN. Thanks to the captain. Of course, he will be back live on the Tuesday edition. And we hope that you can be a part of that as well. Tune on in 2 to 6 a.m. And folks, Kyle Warren in for the captain. Find out more about me at kylewarrenshow.com. Go out there and make it a great day. And we will see you next time right here on the Captain's America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.